Hey, is this Jim?
It is.
Jim, how's it going, buddy?
Abel?
Yes, Abel speaking.
You just texted me a couple of minutes ago saying to let's get your business started today, right?
That was when we were talking, yes, correct.
No. I got after we spoke, and I hung up with you. I told you to call me Friday. I got another text saying, this is Abel. Is that computer generated?
No, I did it. I sent it so you can see the website. The information of the Hi Jim, that's done by the computer with my phone number. But then I included the free website because I wanted you to see the roofing website that you're going to be receiving.
Right. I told you I would start it today, but I don't have the money to do it today.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
You know, I would love to get it started. And I think that I'm going to do, it's a problem if two businesses are under the same address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's an apartment building?
Yes.
Yeah,
give me an example. How would you use it?
Well, I got 3311 Shore Parkway. I could do apartment 3P and then 33 Shore Parkway apartment 1C.
Yeah, you could do, they're different apartments. It's fine. It's good.
I'd probably be better off. Well, let me ask you another question. She said it's a 15-mile radius, so...
Mm-hmm.
15-mile radius in certain direction or a circular direction?
Circular direction from your center point. Yeah, circular from your
right.
location.
So if I was to do Queens, that would just get me out a little further from where I'm at. You understand?
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
But it's probably going to give me... Because I'd like to get Manhattan and Queens, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, and the problem is with the Brooklyn Circle, it goes to Jersey too. But you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I'm going to have to start traveling. So I guess let me talk to this kid. Hopefully I'll get this money before Friday. And if I do, I'll give you a call.
Maybe Friday or
Monday. So we'll start with the Brooklyn Roofer so you can build the website on that. You're going to need to gain access to my GoDaddy account, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You just give us permission.
What do you build your website on? What program?
It's my site. It's called
My site?
Yes.
M-Y-S-I-T,
M-Y-S-I-T,
right?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Yeah.
M-Y-S-I-T-E.
So now you're going to keep it on what server?
That will be on the Google. That will be with Google. We'll be doing that for
Google.
Oh,
so
Google
My site you're building.
I think I already had
built one of them.
We're going to build it for your Google account. Yeah, for people to see it.
You think I'm better off going with that domain name than Fix-A-Roof? Because Fix-A-Roof is pretty much set up already. It has a website. It has the reviews.
Do you understand? Do you own it, though? You own that one?
What do you mean? I own that site.
Okay, good.
I own the domain, I own the site, and I'm the one who made that site. But the one with Brooklyn Roofer doesn't have a site right now, so I might even have a good domain name in the site. You need to gain access to my listing, right?
Yes, exactly.
I can make you a manager.
Mm-hmm. You have logos as well, Jim? You have logos, business logos? We'll put that in there too.
Do I have what?
Business logos. Any logo? Company logo?
You know what? I got a real shitty logo from... Put it this way. Fix-A-Roof is all set up. Brooklyn Roofers is a shambles.
Yeah. Okay. Then
we have to I got a piece of shit logo.
I got a logo
with the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, but I don't really like it. It's a cheesy one.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine did it for me a while back.
I guess we'll talk Friday. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk Friday. All right, you going to call me Friday or you want
no,
me to...
No. I was listening. What were you about to say before I cut you off?
Brooklyn Roofer. Fix-A-Roofer is easy because you show a damaged roof.
It's already in there.
And it's, exactly. I thought it was pretty good. I seen your vehicle. It looks really good. And I like the logo on your other one. Fix-A-Roof. I like the logo.
Right, but what I'm saying is I don't have a website on there. Maybe I should just go to fucking...
No, we'll do that for you. I'm talking about
Brooklyn Roofer.
I want to do one first
before I do anything. I don't want to do both of them at the same time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you can work out where I can get the barbershop to come aboard, and I'll tell him it's $3.99 a month, no contracts, this, that, the other thing, you understand? Because I built his website, right. And I built his Google business listing, and his website is ranking 63. That's pretty good, right?
That's very good for an independent person, yeah.
I did that, you understand? I can't do it for myself, but I did it for him. I don't understand how. Anyway, I did him, and he's got like 82 reviews. I'm talking like maybe four. I did this in August. June, July, August.
Yeah. About 6 months ago.
Yeah, I did this in 6 months ago, and he's rocking. I got him fucking rocking.
Yes, he is.
You know what I'm saying?
But, are you kidding me?
But
review is key. Hmm?
I know. And that's because I taught him everything, you understand? And then the motherfucker goes and hires some girl to do I made him up to Facebook, and now I had to make the Facebook page. But the problem is, he turned his language into Russian, and I can't read Russian, so it's at his thing. He paid a fucking girl $300 just to build him a Facebook business page. And I got mad at that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing all this shit for him for free. You understand what I'm saying? I haven't been making money off of it. And what I did for him is worth $6,000.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Why did you give it him for free, Jim? How come you?
Because I was doing the right thing for him. I charged him $750, and then I bought the domain and the website. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just went off on it. I started getting into it because I'm an addictive. I have addictive personality. And I made him a nice fucking site. You know what I'm saying? And I got him he had his domain name. Listen to me. His domain name was Brooklyn, barbershopsheepsheadbay.com. That was his domain name. I got him, his name of his company is Barbershop DA. I got him barbershopda.com.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, you know, that alone helped everything. You understand? So I made everything perfect for him. You understand? Barbershop's in the name. I mean, I hooked it up, you know. His Google business list is rocking, you know. But I just can't figure out. I think what's hurting me is the two businesses together. Mm-hmm. That's what's hurting me because none of them, I'm not getting calls on either one of them. You follow me? And if I do it in my neighborhood, I come up within my immediate area.
Right.
They both come up. So that's why I know they're, because now I have both phones in the same location. You understand? And they could probably see that.
So I
You follow
I Googled,
me? So
yeah. Jim, I Googled barbershopda.com. This is a phenomenal website. Is this guy in?
I know, man. I hooked this fucking guy up. I'm stupid.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, this is beautiful. Is he in Voorhees Avenue, Brooklyn? Voorhees?
Yeah, Voorhees Avenue.
Yeah, that's where he is. Okay, this is the website. This is amazing, man.
How many reviews did he have? I made them. Everything you see in there, I did.
Oh my goodness.
Everything you see in there, I did. I made the videos. I took all the pictures. Yeah. I fucking put everything in. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I didn't do was put his pictures in his business list because they were already there. You understand? The guy started.
Yeah.
The guy got his business page started, and for 6 months he wasn't coming up at all. Yeah. Within 1 week, I got him to come up to the top. Wow. Go search right now, Brooklyn Barbershops. You know what? It probably won't come up, but just try that.
Okay, I'm gonna try that right now. Hold on a second.
Brooklyn Barbershop.
Yep. Brooklyn.
It's probably not gonna come up. You know, but mm-hmm. when I give him to you, it's going to come up. You understand?
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to sell him.
Okay. Yep.
I'll be shocked if it comes up right now.
No, it's the Brooklyn Barber, and three Brooklyn Barbers. For some reason.
No, do Barbershop and Sheepshead Bay.
This guy has multiple locations. Oh, Style Cuts, three Brooklyn Barbers. Yeah, multiple locations. Gentleman's B, Brooklyn Master.
Not my guy.
No.
My guy only has one location.
Yeah.
Do a barbershop in Sheepshead Bay.
Sheepshead Bay? Okay.
Yeah, that might come up. I mean, the biggest phrase is anything near me, you know?
Of course, barbershop near me. There you go. That's a key word.
Yeah.
See how you thought about
that? I was looking to buy roofers near me.
Yeah, you could do that too. No, that's a key word.
Yeah, it's not available.
Google search. No, but we could do that on the Google search. So if they go roofers near me, you will appear. That's part of the keyword search. That's our job. All right. So barbershop and
But your radius is bigger. That's what I'm trying to sell him. You understand?
He showed up. Yeah, he showed up on that one. He showed up on barbershop and Sheephead Bay.
One number. One.
1, 2, 3.
All right, but he's up there. You understand?
Yeah. Oh, he's got 85 reviews at 5 stars, man.
Okay, that's like 20 reviews a month he's getting.
Oh, 20, 40, 60, 80, that's insane, man.
And I got him 15 of them. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it's insane. I got 15 reviews from him. Yeah,
I could do this on my own, but you know what? My category is totally different than barbershop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because barbershop relies on location, not on the whole of Brooklyn. You understand?
No, people
aren't going to come from the other side of Brooklyn to get their haircut here.
No, they're not.
You understand? No, but he don't know that, you know? So what I want to tell him, you know, how can I work this out with you, though? Because eventually he's going to want me to turn everything over to him. You understand?
Oh, well. It has to start with you, and then you just pretend that.
Because I could go talk to him tonight and possibly have $400 on a card tomorrow where you can work on ballistics.
Sure.
You follow me?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You do your job, and then I'll do my job.
All right, I'll call you tomorrow. Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, Jim. Take care.